I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Thank you very much, Lucius. Let's catch up with Rangers reliever Peyton Gray for our Texas Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And joining us now, after making... he made his major league debut back in April. Peyton Gray, what a wild road it was to get into the big leagues. Coming up on the other side, we will get into more of a football conversation. We'll continue that talk. Of course, we'll talk with Jared Sandler coming up at 5 as we're live here at the Comerica Backyard, getting you set for Rangers and Angels with Jacob DeGrom getting the ball tonight. Joining us now is indeed Peyton Gray, Rangers reliever. Peyton, how are you? Thank you for giving us some time. What's your game day routine like? Are we interrupting anything right now?
No, you guys aren't interrupting anything. Thank you guys for having me. Just got to the stadium a couple hours ago, having some lunch, getting the body ready to go tonight.
Well, heck yeah, man. I mean, look, your story, it's been well documented. I know you talked about it a bunch back in April during your debut, but if we could just go back to that, you getting the call, what all of that meant to you, and how this season's really unfolded with you here as a Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, just getting that call is an incredible feeling, and then just being able to be up here as long as I have and help the Rangers win games, it's truly been special.
You said you're having lunch right now. What's the ideal pregame meal?
Today I just had some chicken and rice and some shrimp.
Ooh, okay. Well, is it boiled shrimp? Are we doing fried shrimp? What kind of shrimp?
Popcorn?
No, I think it was fried shrimp, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how they prepare it.
We're just eating it. You know, that it doesn't really matter how it's prepared. Food is food, and it's fuel. So when you look back at your journey to get here, if you have other – and we got the Major League Baseball draft. We're just talking with CY. That's coming up this weekend. For other young Major League Major League hopefuls, I should say, that are listening right now, how would you – what advice would you give when you reflect back on how you were able to get to this point?
Most importantly, I think not every path to the major leagues is going to be the same. So I don't think you should look at others and model yourself after, well, they made it then, I should make it then, stuff like that. Because everyone has a different path, and everyone's going to have different speed bumps and stuff like that along that path. So I think just trust yourself and be confident and just do your thing.
Peyton, what was it? Was there something that you, when you were – you know, when you're getting ready for this opportunity, was there something about the major leagues you thought, man, this is, yeah, the major leagues, major leagues? And then you got here and you went, man, I was totally wrong about that.
No, I mean, no, not at all. It's everything that you dream of and that we all dreamed of as little kids. It's all of that and much more.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you going from, going from the minors and then coming up here to the big boys?
I mean, I could say like the stadiums and stuff like that. Obviously, you play in a much bigger stadium and bigger crowds and stuff like that. But I think just how everybody goes about their business at the major league level, it's truly professional, and like our ultimate goal is to win games every night, and it's cool to see how guys go about their every day.
How crazy is it pitching on the road compared to a home game? Is that, does it crank up the level of difficulty a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely some early on that were big crowds or like a big moment. Toronto had good crowds when we were there, so it was good for me to be able to come in there and like shut it down a little bit. So that's been cool to do. But yeah, there's been a lot of cool stadiums that we played at.
Hey, do you sit out in the bullpen now and kind of, you've been here long enough that you kind of know as you're watching the game when it might be your situation? How do you take in a game, like the first few innings? Do you just kind of sit there and then you start to think, okay, this game's kind of looking like maybe I need to make an appearance in this one? How do you navigate that?
Yeah, for sure. I think the coaches, they all meet before the game, and they obviously have a game plan on how they want to go about it, depending on score and stuff like that. And then sitting on the bullpen, our bullpen coach, he's pretty transparent, and he'll kind of give you the heads up of, like, this is where we're looking in the lineup that you match up the best against, stuff like that. So you can kind of follow the lineup, follow the game, and your spidey senses usually go off when you think it's your turn.
Yeah. Let me ask you about I've always wanted to ask a pitcher about the pitch comm thing. And, you know, you probably grew up, you know, with a catcher giving you signs and all that. And how do you like the pitch comm? Is it, do you even know it's in your hat, or how's that working out for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've used it for a couple of years now. You don't notice it at all. I really do like it. I think it helps, the flow of the game and stuff like that. And, it eliminates some of the sign stealing opportunities and stuff for pitchers. So I think it helps me. So I like it.
Is that a number one concern? I know getting outs and locating pitches and stuff, but you just said though, stealing signs. If you asked a pitcher, which I'm doing right now, is that your number one concern? Of
the GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Of you, I know you want to throw strikes and stuff, but is that a number one concern for a pitcher, is getting signs stolen?
I wouldn't say it's number one. I think everyone is aware teams are going to try to do everything they can to have an advantage against you. So I think it's something that we're all aware of in our and our deliveries and our mechanics, our windup, that we all try to do the exact same thing every pitch, no matter what pitch you're throwing.
Peyton Gray with us here in the G-Bag Nation Rangers reliever. So your pitch mix, how's that evolved? Well, have you found a pitch that maybe when you started your career, you liked throwing more, and then you were able to tweak another pitch, and now you're relying more on, say, the changeup versus the fastball, the slider? How's that grown for you?
Yeah, I obviously am a big changeup guy. I came up my first probably month, I was throwing a lot of them. I would say over this last month, I've incorporated my cutter and my fastball a little more. The usage has gone up a little bit. Scouting reports and stuff on you get out there, so you kind of have to flip the script every once in a while. But yeah, I would say I'm still a changeup heavy dominant pitcher.
Okay, so what's the information that you're getting on these hitters? I mean, you don't have to give away too much, right? We do have a game tonight. But is it like an overload of information? Have you been able to kind of, you know, iron down, okay, this is kind of what I need to focus on so you don't overwhelm yourself?
I think every pitcher is different, and everyone wants to be prepared in a different way. Things I look at would just be like swing percentages and stuff like that in certain counts, and like where you can throw the fastball against them and stuff like that. But they give us unlimited amount of data, and they can prepare us as much as you want to be prepared. But yeah, sometimes it can be overwhelming. I think just going out there and ultimately throwing your best stuff and attacking the strike zone is going to help.
Peyton, do you like pitching outdoors or indoor stadiums? I know you're going to probably say, it's okay both. I can kind of do both. But do you have a preference, indoor, outdoor, when you get to play or pitch?
I wouldn't say I have a preference. I do like pitching here in Globe Life. It's a very controlled feeling. The weather, you know what you're going to get every time.
Sure.
We just got back from Cleveland, and it was so hot, and it's like, In a really hot, humid game like that, sometimes it's hard to keep your hands dry, so then the ball might be slipping, stuff like that. So you could say I might prefer indoor.
I noticed, too, you wear long sleeves when you pitch. Is that all the time when you go out there? Is that something you've always done? I don't remember ever seeing you pitch in short sleeves.
Yeah, you haven't, and you won't.
Okay.
I only pitch in long sleeves. I only practice in long sleeves. I don't know. It's been one of those things, like a sun protection thing. I know some guys pitch in long sleeves to help, like, eliminate forearm movements if you're shifting grips. I know some guys do that. But, yeah, I've always just kind of done it because we're out in the sun so often. So it's just nice to protect yourself.
I got you. So, but for you, when it's like you're talking about pitching out in Cleveland in a hot, humid day, do you just have to remind yourself, like, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing this for a reason. You know, or is it just so natural to you now that you're just going to be hot and with the long sleeves on?
Yeah, it's so natural. I don't even notice when I'm there. I mean, yeah. It feels odd to not have long sleeves on. I put my jersey on the other day without long sleeves, and I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Bad look.
So we saw the video of Skip telling the club that Jacob Latz had made the All-Star team. What was the reaction for you in the bullpen for him?
I mean, nobody more deserving. I mean, he's done so much for us this year, and he's a great dude, and he works hard. He's earned this, and we were so pumped for him. I mean, I think we were kind of talking about it before it got announced just because we all kind of had a hunch. We were like, no way, he's not an All-Star, stuff like that. So we were all super excited for him, and he deserves it.
All right, who's the biggest ball buster in the pen, and why is it Tyler Alexander?
Surprisingly, it's not Tyler.
Tyler.
Fairly quiet. I would say Cal, but he hasn't been in the bullpen this past week. But, yeah, maybe Cole Wynn.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
You mentioned Cal. Is he big-timing you guys now that he gets to start? Does he, like, feel like that, you know, like he gets to, like, cut in line at the, you know, to get the extra chicken and rice or whatever? What's going on there?
He's stealing all the shrimp.
Is he stealing all the shrimp off your plate? What's going on there?
No, I think he misses us. He knows we're a fun bunch out there.
Well, you're the man, dude. It's been awesome watching your journey so far. Keep crushing it. Give them hell out there. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Peyton Gray of your Texas Rangers. What an amazing story. And, of course, your player show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. All right, let's get into a little football fix, shall we? Sean Payton's wild idea. The league's top 10 corner list. Do the Cowboys have any top players in the top 25 under 25 list? That's next in the nation.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.